The number of so-called unfriendly countries now sits at 56, a quarter of the world, including giant economies like those of the US, Japan and the European Union, but also smaller ones like Micronesia and the Bahamas. People from there will have to hold on to their Russian bonds for the foreseeable future. But last year, 90% of foreign investment was held by citizens of these so-called hostile countries, so the change will free only $2 billion out of 20. However, a loosening of US Treasury restrictions implemented at the end of last month does allow a way out for some investors through certain banks. Stuart Smith, Moscow.